Welcome back to Big Facts No Cap, the only podcast with self-defense. And off the top, I'm talking BJJ and Krav Maga. I'm your guest, Phil, this evening, because you're listening to this at night, obviously. And with me, as always, are your hosts, Paul and Adrian. Let's get big factin'. Let's get no capping.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
No cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
No cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
No cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
No cap.
Last thing we need to check before we
Oh yeah, let me make sure that showed up. Oh, that showed up all right.
Oh, that showed up. That showed up and showed out.
Man, we got clap on the graph. It's like a doctor appointment.
Phil's got the clap. Come on now.
So the doctor's for him. Paul, have you ever had any STDs?
This is why I can't be on Comedy Bang Bang. I couldn't impress Scotty Ox by coming up with a different acronym for what STD means really quickly. Hell yeah, I have STDs. I have super terrible dick.
Oh.
You've had multiple of those before? You know, there was this one dude in the comedy scene who will remain nameless, but he once got in an argument with an ex-girlfriend outside of our bar, and the last thing she said before she stormed off was like, oh yeah, and you give out bad dick, and then she walked away. I'm like, that would kill me.
Also, not you have bad dick. Not your dick game bad. You give out bad dick.
She said your dick game's weak, and I was like, that's a haymaker right there.
Yeah.
Especially to shout in front of his friends.
Yeah,
that's
like
crazy.
Form, function, and usage, right? That's like saying it's bad and you use it poorly.
I've been like, what the f*** you talking about?
Hey, come on now.
We got a soundboard right now.
We only have so many of those.
Anyway, Paul, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Okay, so you guys are professional enough to have sound effects, but I mean, I don't know. It feels like it's a Mickey Mouse operation over there. Tell me 7 o'clock, then 15 minutes before you tell me, oh, we're doing it 4:15 now.
Listen, this is between y'all two, not me. I did not do anything with the time, so y'all hash this out. I'll be the mediator.
I'm in a really vulnerable place right now, and I'm not really ready to handle more critiques of me as a person, so I think we're just going to say it was an honest mistake from someone who's got their time zones mixed up right now.
Okay, and it has to be earlier than we usually record because you guys are going to like a Diddy style freak off party or what was it?
It's not a Diddy style. It is a Diddy freak off. It's not a style. We're going to the real thing. So get that right.
Oh, they're doing it with him in jail, like you know, in memoriam or in remembrance.
No, he has conjugal visits.
He gets to leave.
Do you think they give him conjugal visits?
I don't know what the rules are on that. Is that like something you definitely get to have?
Yeah.
Seems like a human right thing, right? I'm surprised the U.S. allows it.
Do you think if I went to prison and I asked for a conjugal visit, they would just laugh and be like, yeah, okay, let's see what you get.
A bunch of dudes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It is kind of like presumptuous just to be like, do I get conjugal visits? Like, you're going to have people come through it.
Before you get sentenced, you're like, I just want to make something clear.
Wait, so you're going to pay for my stay and I get to be fucked for life?
No cap.
Paul, we rapped so much last night.
I'm surprised you still got bars left, dude. We have been, we're 3 days into the 12 days of Barsmas, as well as the 12 days of Glickmas, and Phil has used up all the bars in the world.
Hold on, yeah, let's go ahead and break down what the 12 days of Glickmas, 12 days, listen, this is coined by Adrian, this is not my idea.
I put this on Phil the first day.
But, okay, so the first night we're like, he was like, let's do the 12 days of Barsmas, and he was like, well, first we gotta warm up with some Jiminy Glick videos, which, to the listeners, if you haven't listened to Jiminy Glick interviews, do yourself a favor right now. Stop this podcast. Go get glicked up real quick.
Whoa. Don't stop this podcast.
Keep on playing it, but at the same time, watch Jiminy Glick interview. Just multitask. Very funny character that Martin Short does, and he kind of revamped on Jimmy Kimmel Live this year. So we get glicked up, and then we watch a full battle rap. Mm-hmm. But then last night, we went to Art Bar, and we got there around 11, When we got there, about 30 minutes in, me, Adrian, Wesley, and Jerry all started rap battling each other. We didn't leave till 2 a.m., and we rapped that whole time.
They were rapping that entire time.
2.5 hours.
I was not rapping the entire time, by the way. I came in about halfway through. I was commentating and big up and Phil.
Yeah, so the whole time we're doing that, and I started this bit, and I'm so glad I called on to where I spoofed how battle rappers always talk about, like, what you know about, like, cooking crack in the kitchen and, like, doing, like, real drug rhymes. And I just kept on saying, like, what you know about cooking crack in the panini press? And then they always say, like, that's not how you do it. I'm like, you don't know about that. I'm saying what you know about that, and you don't. So I'm winning right now.
That was the one thing that, was it Erica?
Erica.
She got really into that part of it. At first, she was really annoyed and just like, this is my ride, and kept handing waters to Wesley. Well, and then she was like, that's not how you cook that. You can't do that.
Yeah, she got really mad when I was just like, I was like, in the Instant Pot making little weenies. After that, I would bake some heroin in my Ninja Creamy. But she got annoyed because she kept on saying, like, oh yeah, that's definitely how that drug is made. You've definitely been to a trap house like me. And I'm like, listen, you're killing the bit right now. This is a killer bit.
And I think we exhausted every single thing you could find in a kitchen. And of course, when everyone's trying to do the same bit, it becomes really obvious, like, that you're setting up the rhyme.
I think I may have peaked at panini press or Ninja Creamy.
I don't know. Easy Bake Oven is kind of funny.
I wanted a real Easy Bake Oven for a while. Just
yeah, and I got you a toaster oven. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, I remember that Christmas.
Yeah,
worst Christmas ever.
It's hard to find Easy Bake Ovens now. I don't know what to tell you.
It is kind of hard to find an original one, but I think that would be cool to have in your kitchen, except for like an air fryer or like an Instant Pot. Just have an Easy Bake Oven and make almost anything.
Wasn't that another one of your like toxic dad things, that your dad wouldn't allow you to get an Easy Bake Oven?
No, I don't think so.
I feel like that's what I remember you telling me, but I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe I just assume your dad's a toxic.
He wanted a hard bake oven. Yeah. He wanted a bricked up oven.
I'm gonna eat the Easy Bake till it breaks.
But like, that could be a trend, because like, everybody does air fryer recipe channels on YouTube. I could probably make it a thing to do Easy Bake Oven recipes.
You realize it's just a light bulb. Like, you can't really cook. Like, the reason you can only make a cookie or a single muffin in there is because it doesn't get that hot.
Hey, yeah, you don't know about making LSD in the Easy Bake Oven, balls. I don't know what to tell you.
You haven't been to the trap houses I've been to.
We were raised different. Is this a good segue to our Stove God Brooks character? Will the audience finally get this?
Is that Brooks from our high school? If she was Stove God Cooks,
first name, last name Brooks. So to the audience, let's explain this bit, because this may hit for like three people.
Bring it down for him.
Stove God Cooks has a song where he's like, I'm gonna heat the Pyrex
till it breaks.
But Easy Bake Brooks is like, I'm gonna heat the panini press till it breaks. I'm gonna heat the Instant Pot till it breaks. I'm sure those three people are losing it right now.
Yeah.
They're glicked up. Oh, they're kitchen appliance. We're back, baby. Hey, the Big Facts No Cap boys are back.
We are back, baby.
If the audience doesn't know me, I'm Phil. I'm the executive producer of this pod. And I pour all my money I make into this pod. And y'all seem to do pretty well. How are things going with Big Facts No Caps? How are y'all doing on the charts?
We're doing an investment meeting right now. We're doing a shareholders meeting.
I'm not going to lie to you. Not good, Phil. If anybody's listening, tell your friends about the podcast.
How often do you wear the hat with the QR code that goes to the show?
Oh, never really.
Well, that's a problem.
How often do you wear those leggings with the QR code on it?
On the ass cheeks?
Yeah. It says juicy. And it's like, to find out more info, scan this QR code.
No cap.
I haven't really seen any Harry Mack spoofs before. I think I've just seen that Hive Mind thing that one of y'all sent me when Harry Mack just saying like stuff about the people's clothing, which he does do. He's like, my man with the gray hoodie, and everybody goes crazy. You know, I stay goody. My man over here has the gray hoodie, and everybody's like sucking his dick. And he's like, I'm the best in the world. Say what?
You got to do his voice.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a pretty good impression.
Yeah, that's not pretty accurate.
Hey, yo, you know I'm not Dracula, and y'all vamp. We got Paul over here, and he has the soul lamp. And people are just like, we want to go down on you, Harry. He's like, I know. I'm peace, love, and positivity.
Rainy Road, murder, got away with it 10 years ago. Go.
He could rap about something really depressing and still mention something that's in the scene and people love it. It'll be like, I was abused as a kid. I always took belts. And yo, we got Paul over here with the cool bookshelf. Everybody's like, we forgot the first line you said, Harry. You're the best.
I always have a bookshelf.
He's like, if you ever need help, just hit my line. he could even say something mean about somebody. He's like, yo, shout out to the people who are still here. Even this man here that looks stupid in the wheelchair. And the guy like stands up. He's like, you gave me the confidence to use my legs again.
Is that the main problem with disabled people? It's the confidence.
Yeah. It's just they can't bring their mind to do it. That's a real fact.
Okay.
Welcome back to Fake Facts, No Cap. The most ableist podcast in the world. Okay, we're doing great. We do a media roundup.
I got nothing, dude. I've just been hanging.
You know what else is hanging? This meteor roundup. this sausage.
I ain't got shit.
Shit.
Okay, I'll start then. As far as movies go, I saw the 2024 remake of Speak No Evil. Didn't like the first half of it. I was texting Adrian saying, like, this seems so obvious what the twist is going to be. And I was kind of right about, it wasn't really a twist, but like, the, you know, when they find out what the family is all about, I was like, okay, there is some stuff in here that's pretty cool they added in. It wasn't so obvious. And then the last 30 minutes was just bonkers. Like, I love that ending. So I highly recommend the remake of Speak No Evil. It's a little different than the OG Dutch version in 2022. As far as music
Norwegian.
Goes. Oh, it's Norwegian? That's right, yeah, because there's a Dutch family in it. As far as music go, yeah, with movies, I haven't seen.
Oh yeah, how's your Spotify Wrapped?
I had Apple Music Replay because I save money. But it was I had No Cap as my number one artist of the year. Shout out to the pod, but also shout out to the crooner, as Paul described him, which is so true. I was listening to No Cap on the way to Charleston with Christian, and Christian was like, you listen to shit that 14-year-old Sip leaned to. Which is
That's
the,
so true.
The best way to describe No Cap.
Dude, his lyrics, he has that thing where he says something and it's like, I don't know, it's like that Kevin Gates thing, which obviously they're not similar artists in the type of music they make, but it's similar to me in the way that, like, they make me so sad sometimes. Like, they say something that hits me right in the heart. Like, it's just way too real to be just the lyric, and it makes me feel so bad for them.
Yeah, he has some really depressing stuff, but I like that. I like him and Rilo Rodriguez. I keep messing up that name, but they're both from Alabama, and they were both in my Apple Music Replay, and they make very sad music, but they use a lot of good, like, samples that are, like, clearly, like, Bama-based, like, country songs, and they just make them sound so fucking cool. Big shout-out to Rilo and No Cap on my Apple Music Replay. I've been listening to a lot of them this year. I got into Adele this year a little bit more. I went back and listened to her stuff.
Okay, 14-year-old lean to wine-sipping mom in her 50s.
Anything that's sad, I'm just like, that's me, baby. I've been listening to a lot of Roddy Rich this year. And then, Kenny Mason. Kenny Mason's new album, Angel Eyes, is incredible. I like Kenny Mason a lot. If you fuck with, like, JID and Spillage Village, Earth Gang, all that, you'll like Kenny Mason a lot. And obviously Kendrick's new album I loved. I know you already talked about that, though. That's about it for media roundup for me. Hey, Paul, how you like this joke? Okay. Hey, listen, if you're a Pac-Man or Ms. Pac-Man fan, I think you'll like this joke, okay? So that first date between Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man was pretty crazy, huh? When they first met? So, you know, after you beat, like, a few levels, Ms. Pac-Man, they show when they first met, and they're running away from Ghost. It's like, what? That's your first time you met? That's crazy. Paul, are you laughing? I can't hear it. You're probably laughing, though, right?
How do you know they're not siblings? It's like one of those things where I never felt like I made a conclusion on that they were.
No, they're obviously lovers.
Oh, really?
You think siblings treat
Wait,
each other like
do,
that?
Do
That's
you
crazy.
Think, do you think Mr. and Mrs. Smith is about two siblings that fucked up and spy on people? You're thinking of Spy Kids, all right? But you know what? That is a good point. They could be a couple from West Virginia.
Is it
kind of
crazy
a little different.
That Gen Z is going to think of Mr. and Mrs. Smith as Childish Gambino and the lady from Pen 15?
You want to get into the theme for today?
Yeah, let's
talk about that for a while. Yeah.
So the theme today is one that I brought in, and that is self-defense. And how I thought of this theme is that I was on the phone with Adrian, and he asked me, what kind of what theme do you want to do for the pod? And as he was asking me, I was walking by my golf putter in the corner of my room, and I was like, self-defense, because that's pretty much one of the two self-defense things I have in my house.
That's not.
That feels like a made-up story to cover for the fact that you got beat up by, like, a local child. You got robbed by a local child for your bike, and he rode away, and you're like, I've been thinking about self-defense a lot lately because I saw my putter. That's why.
Nah, I got Cat Williams. I can see the putter. I did not buy that for you as a self-defense weapon.
Oh, yeah, you did give me that for Christmas 1 year.
Yeah, hunter-gatherer, yeah.
I did. Well, okay, I use it for, I guess, self-defense when kids try to come to my... Every time a kid tries to trick-or-treat in my house, I whale them with that thing. Like, not again, all right?
He's just standing his ground.
Yeah, and but I do use it when I had, like, rats in the house, because every now and then when I would go in the kitchen, one would scurry past the floor, and I'm like, okay, well, I have the putter, and I just kind of hit the fridge lightly. Maybe one will scurry before I actually get in the kitchen, you know? But then I just kind of left it out just in case.
How about your dog, Frankie? You ever feel like maybe you should get a dog that would kill some rats instead of just let them take control of your house like this?
That's a good point. I think Frankie has befriended the rats a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that, like, one of the things? Do you have, like, an automatic feeder to make sure the rats don't eat Frankie's food?
No, I keep the food bowl outside so she doesn't eat it, like, in the kitchen or anything.
Dude, rats are 100% stealing your dog's food.
Maybe.
Taking food out of your dog's mouth.
But she needs to lose.
You need to get one of those dog bowls that only, like, drops a pellet when they, like, the collar with the RFID chip gets close enough.
That's really cool. I did not know that was a thing. But then I saw some rats in the cabinet, like, developing one of those RFID chips for their necks. And then they try to get next to the bin. I'm like, no, I don't have one of those feeders. They're like, okay, we'll be back later. They're smart. Rats are very smart. The thing about rats that really annoys me is anytime I look up, like, how to deal with it and stuff, there's always, like, an argument of why, like, of why a certain solution isn't actually, like, like a solid solution. You know, because everybody's like, oh, rats are super smart, though. You can't do that. Or, like, sometimes I'll be on the phone with a friend, Zalata, and I'll tell her about it. And I was like, yeah, you know, I already killed a few, so I think we're good. And she's like, Phil, there's never just one. I was like, okay, thanks a lot. There's a million rats in my house.
If you see one.
If you see one. Okay, wait, that's one self-defense thing I have in my house. But then I also have bear mace. So if somebody opens my door and tries to, you know, break in, not only are they getting fucked up, but I'm going to get fucked up, too. That thing goes everywhere.
I didn't realize this was the type of self-defense we were talking about. I really was imagining, like, you were taking classes, like, to be like, oh, Krav Maga? If anybody steps on me. Yeah, I thought you were, no, not Krav Maga. That's a fake-ass self-defense technique.
Is it really?
Like the IDF invented it, so maybe it would be good for you, because it's mainly effective against children, seemingly, but.
Listen, I did not get robbed by a local, what is a local child? Like,
the Democrats are bringing kids in from other cities to steal our bikes.
I mean, you think pedophiles are like, support local children, you know what I mean? How are we feeling tonight, folks? Welcome back to Big Facts, No Cap on your radio. I have a good radio voice. Not enough people tell me that enough. I could really be a radio host. That's how they talk.
That's one of those things. That's like a nickname. You don't want to get that given to you. You want to tell people.
Yeah.
I got a good radio voice. Tell me that next time.
Like, everybody's like, you got a face for radio.
This is not the type of self-defense where you're going to a class with, like, a big buff man, and he's like, if you ever get grabbed in a dark alley, here's what you do. Use your keys to shove it into his eye and run away.
Yeah, that's also not what I was thinking. I was thinking, like, when I took Taekwondo, and it's just, like, an extracurricular. Like, it's not really based on, like, when you get attacked, here's what you do. It's, like, a practice of discipline.
That's what, like, when I took Jaekwondo, when you have to tip your opponent over, they get tipsy.
One. Here comes the two, to the three, two, to the four.
Wait, one other thing I was going to say about... wait, what were we talking about?
Drake tried to hit me with that at Curiosity last night. He was like, I've actually never heard the song. I don't listen to the radio anymore. And I was like, that's racist. Oh, you got to be listening to Shaboozy.
Radio, right. Do you think Cuba Gooding Jr. has a face for radio? Come, is anybody ever, somebody has to tell him that. Can we call him? Can we get him on the pod right now? Hold on, I'll call him. Okay, so what self-defense items do you have, Paul?
Nothing really. Yeah, I think about that because sometimes, like, You know, when you're living with a girlfriend and they're like a little jumpy at night, they hear something and they send you out of the room to go check on it. I never have anything to grab. I'm like, okay, I guess I got to just go out there with my fists, figure out what's going on.
Adrian, what do you have self-defense-wise in your house? Somebody broke in. What are you getting? What are you grabbing?
Self-defense-wise?
What are you grabbing besides your little wiener? Please don't take this. Please don't give my God-given hog. Don't take my God-given
hog. God gave you that?
He did.
I have one of those things. I can't remember if Paul said he doesn't relate with this, but I think if there's an intruder, one of my other roommates would have to deal with it first before I would. So that's time is my self-defense. So I'm like, okay, yeah, they'll probably go to someone else's room first.
I feel that.
Yeah, I don't got anything.
Do either of y'all have Ring cameras?
Nah, that's police.
No.
That's police shit for
do
me?
You?
No, I've always like. Do a thing where like, okay, I'll get a Ring camera, but then if somebody like steals something in my car or like tries to break into my house, I don't really want to call the police, you know? So it's like, I don't know what I would do if I would just find them like John Wick or something. Like,
that'd be kind of cool.
Where do you, like, can somebody just steal your Ring camera? Where do they transmit to? Why are there not more people just ripping those off the wall?
It goes to your phone. So like, you'll see on your phone, like, it'll show you like a 24-hour, like, replay or whatever like that.
That's a lot of memory.
Yeah, usually I think it clears itself out though, so like if something happened, I mean, I don't know exactly, but I think it's like dashboard cams to where like they'll start recording once they see like motion or something hitting you or something like that. That would be funny if somebody broke in and like kicked you in the nuts and all the Ring camera got was you on the floor screaming like, my nuts. And Ring camera was like, you want us to post this online? Want us to notify the cops and just send them this video of you just grabbing your nads?
We should make that a new trend, is you steal someone's Ring camera and then you just let them watch you go have a fun day out with their Ring camera. They're just getting transmitted the footage of you going and having a fun day. You're like taking it, you have it in like the seat next to you at the booth in the restaurant you guys are eating at.
Wait, have y'all seen those things where like on YouTube people will mod like a Amazon package on their front step and try to bait porch pirates to getting them. And then when they open it, like confetti pops out and then like sticky glue gets on their face and stuff.
Don't they usually just steal the package or they open it then and there?
No, they open it and there's like a little camera inside. So it shows the guy getting getting slimed by the Nickelodeon slime or something. but here's my thing. What if like a porch pirate wanted one of those bait boxes?
Why would they want that is the other question.
Because they also do YouTube. They also have a YouTube channel where they do porn.
They want free marketing. Okay, I see. Mark Rober does have a lot of views. That's who you're talking about.
Mark Rober. Shout out Mark Rober.
Oh, wait. His main thing is like science and technology, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he also doing justice? Criminal justice now.
Because that is the engineering challenge of putting fart spray in a Mac box and making it spray all over a thief's car.
I like that, the engineering challenge. It's what engineers across America have been trying to do for decades. Mark Rober figured it out. I want to see a Goodwill Hunting where, except for a long math problem on the board, it's just like a drawing of fart spray and then like a cardboard box and just like somebody looking confused and the janitor walks in and is like, oh, you're trying to put the stinky spray in the box? Let me show you something real quick. They're like, why are you talking like that? We're from Florida. Hold on.
You didn't even do a Southie accent. I don't get it. You just did a weird accent.
It definitely wasn't a Florida accent.
I'm from fucking Tallahassee.
Oh my god.
Shout out to our Tallahassee listeners. I didn't mean to offend any.
All right, self-defense. Oh, I mean, this kind of reminds me of that. I thought I was going to have to be in a self-defense sort of a kinetic dynamic situation yesterday. I was about to have to square up.
A local child?
A local child.
Actually, we have the local child in studio right now. Let me get him on the pod.
Hey, what's up? My name is Reggie. I fucking kicked Paul's ass the other day.
you're in Columbia, South Carolina, Reggie. You, as a child, got to Washington, D.C. to kick my ass.
One more time? I'm sorry.
I feel like you kicked Phil's ass and got confused.
No, I talked to all my friends, and we are scared to death of Phil. We see him with his God-given hog walking down the street.
You heard he has a putter?
Oh, he has a putter, all right. Oh, man, but yeah, I kick Paul's ass. Ask me anything. We're doing an AMA.
Hey, I'm the police officer that Paul called once he saw the kid. So let's break this down, okay? We're the two cops. We were at the station eating donuts, right? Just enjoying our day. I was putting donuts in my face, stuff in my face. Adrian was putting his donuts around something else.
My name is not Adrian.
What?
My name is Officer Jones.
Officer Jones. Officer Adrian Jones. Paul, now, we got a call from a kid saying, like, hey, we just fucking beat the shit out of this goatee, this new goatee wearing ass light-skinned boy. And we were like, oh, that's so fucking funny. And then we hung up, kept on eating donuts. And then you called us, and what did you say?
I said I heard that my friend Phil in Colombia got his ass beat by a child. So
I don't recall that. Actually, we have the recording here of what you said. We have the phone call recording here, so let's play that back, okay?
Hey, this is Paul. I have a tiny weenie, and I have the tiniest weenie. Bring back up now!
So that's all we can play on air, because it gets way more graphic when you describe how tiny your weenie is.
That wasn't me. That's deepfake. That's AI. That's some bullshit. That definitely was not me.
Hold on, wait. Let me play it again real quick. Let's play the rest of it.
Hey, just to be clear, this is not artificial intelligence. This is me, Paul. I have the tiniest penis.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there, officer. Stop that recording. Stop that. That's libelous. Stop that recording. I'm going to... That was definitely not me.
I'm a local old lady that just saw Paul got his ass beat.
Yeah,
that old lady is a fucking liar. I don't even know where she showed up from, how she entered the room. There's so many characters in this room now.
I was right down the street. I guess you were wondering where I was. I was walking down the street, minding my own business.
How would she hear this conversation?
Who's that tiny weenie goatee walking?
This is hearsay, if I have to be honest, but let's go back to the original point. Obviously, if somebody made that fake call in AI, they would add a thing about it not being AI into the call.
And this is not artificial intelligence.
Sorry about that. I need to keep on
Once again, that doesn't disprove anything.
I can prove it too. So just let me know how I can prove it, and I can prove this is not AI.
I should just play the whole voicemail. I don't know why I'm playing it in bits like this, but she said it in the order of your argument.
Well, because you have a theatricality to you, officer. I do respect that, and I appreciate that you're giving everything time to come out.
Hey, we know you officers don't have any theatricality, whatever that stupid word. Listen, I see a walking goatee with a tiny pee-pee. He's getting beat up by a lot of kids.
Okay, I have no idea how much of that we're keeping or what we're keeping, but...
We can delete that bit.
Keeping it in.
We'll keep it in.
2 days ago, I was, yesterday? No, 2 days ago.
Holy shit, I forgot. That's how this started.
Yeah. How did you get...
Me and Izzy were driving to go get some pizza, and I park the car. And as, like, I park the car, I start to turn it off. A guy just opened, like, an adult man who... He didn't look homeless or anything. Adrian, unhoused. And he just opens the back door and sits in the car. And I just look back at him and I just start saying no loudly. I was like, what the fuck is happening here? Is this guy about to say, like, is he about to pull out a gun and be like, this car is mine? Like,
oh,
what's going on?
That's crazy.
I just go, no, I'm not your Uber. Get out. And he just like, his face looked mostly like he didn't say anything. He just kind of looked like he didn't look confused. He just kind of stared at me for a second. Looked like he was like, okay, and gets out of the car and walks away.
That is kind of
scary.
You
think he was drunk or what?
He didn't look drunk to me, but like, I mean, maybe he was like a little bit. I don't know. Maybe he was off something else because he wasn't like wobbling, but maybe he was off something else.
He was off crank. He wanted to steal your car.
But I was like in that moment, and it's like Izzy's in the passenger seat. I was like, what next? Do I just start like punching? Like, what's my next thing to do? Like, if he doesn't move.
Damn, how did Izzy feel about it?
She was just like, that was really fucking weird. I don't know what.
And you couldn't drive away? Like, were you like between cars?
With him in the car?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
In my back seat.
Yeah.
I'll think about a little drive until he falls asleep like a toddler. The whole time he didn't say anything. He was only in there for like 10 seconds, but it was super odd.
I would have loved it in Crank if somebody asked Jason Statham's character, like, hey, can you help me jump my car? And he's like, yeah, sure. And he does the tongue thing. They're like, whoa. Have y'all seen Crank?
What?
In Crank, he starts a car by jump starting it with his tongue. because he has like voltage in him or something like that. Oh, no. He uses a car's engine to give him more energy, and he puts the jumper cables on his tongue.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Listen, all my crankheads, all my crank yankers out there are going to get that joke. And this podcast is going to be canceled. I'm proud of my crank joke.
Now I'm like, I need to learn, you know, BJJ, fight that man.
Is that the best form of self-defense, in fighting from a front seat of a car, fighting someone in the back seat of your car?
Wait, have you seen the car wrestling videos on YouTube? It's like a competition they have where like people try to wrestle and fight inside of like a small sedan. It is insane. No. It is. I got to send you one of those. It's insane.
That's crazy that you know that that's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah, it looks so uncomfortable, but I guess it makes it interesting. You know, octagons are too big. I always said that. Let's get a Honda Civic up in this beat.
So, like, is there like a reward for winning in the car fighting?
You get the car.
Ooh.
You get this beat up Honda, because they also beat the shit out of the car too.
It's like the Street Fighter Extra level where you have to beat up a car for some reason. Okay, when was the last time you had to utilize self-defense, Phil? Or thought you might have to? I haven't gotten in an adult fight, but...
Honestly, I haven't gotten an adult fight. I haven't really had to use self-defense. I mean, anytime that I'm out, like, walking Frankie late at night, especially, like, at the Riverwalk and stuff, because there are, like, just random people out there, you know, even at night. I do have mace with me, but that's about it. Not bear mace, just regular mace.
Oh, okay.
In case you run across a child, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, a local child. Because I know local children would beat me. Not foreign children, but local ones.
Makes sense.
Yeah. How about y'all? Have y'all utilized... You said you haven't been in an adult fight, Paul?
No, and it feels like one of those things that a lot of comedians have stories about, I guess because of how much time you spend around drunk people in bars, that like eventually most comedians have a, like, I got into a fight story. But no, I've never been in an adult fight.
I'm thinking of Moshe Kasher's. That one's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I haven't, but I did do Taekwondo as a kid. I got all the way to like one or two belts below black belt. I think because you can start so young, they really have to give you a black belt if you just do it for long enough. But the other thing...
Yeah, but a black belt really only matters if you have like the lineage of teachers behind it. Who was your master's master?
Ooh, I don't know.
Oh, you see?
But also you can have multiple black belts in Taekwondo, so you can be like a stage 4 or level 4 black belt. So I guess that's what they would reserve for the actual adults. And then I took a deal of $20 for a t-shirt and 3 Krav Maga classes with Hunter in high school. And then as soon as we started talking money, I was like, holy shit, I'm not doing this.
What country did Krav Maga originate in?
We already talked about this in this episode.
Palestine.
Think
back.
Palestine?
Israel.
I don't recognize Israel, so it's Palestine.
Adrian, I'm not going to put it on the Palestinians. Come on, that's unfair. They've already had enough done to them. I'm not going to accuse them of inventing fake-ass Krav Maga.
Yeah.
What country is karate? Is that Chinese?
Japanese.
Taekwondo is Japanese as well?
No, Korean.
Is that Taiwanese? Not Thailand?
Nope.
Okay, you got to know where BJJ comes from. That one's easy. It's in the name.
I got a BJJ right here for you right now. BJJ. Brazil.
Okay. And where does the JJ come from?
Djibouti. Brazilian Djibouti.
My impression of a guy who doesn't know how to spell Djibouti. Starts with a D.
It's like Ja Rule. It's Ja's booty. Ja booty. That's a good rapper.
The Gracie family. You don't know nothing about the Gracie family. Kick your ass.
The Gracie family?
Yeah. Legends.
Who's the Gracie? Are they like BJJ experts or something?
They were in early UFC days.
Okay.
It was always one of those classic Archer bits where they ask him as a spy if he knows karate. And he's like, karate? The Dane Cook of martial arts? Real classic Archer joke. I love that. That's funny. How it felt. Like, even as a kid, even though I didn't really get a choice of it, it was... Hey, the family that I work for is paying to get you out of the house with the other kids that I have to take care of. You're going to do Taekwondo. I feel like even then, I felt like karate just kind of seemed like the lame one.
Mm-hmm.
When I was getting into my UFC days, I was like, you got to do MMA. You got to be mixed martial arts.
Mm.
Well, that has elements of everything. It's mixed.
I don't. How much karate do you think is in there?
No, there is a dude from South. No, there is a dude from South Carolina who's like mainly trained in karate, and he's like so fucking good. He's in the UFC. I learned about that through Christian because Christian's a huge UFC fan.
Oh shit!
But yeah, he, like Christian was like, "This is so like rare for somebody."
Wait, what does UFC stand for?
Ultimate
Phil?
Ultimate Fighting Champions.
Okay, well maybe give me a funny one next.
Oh, UFC unfunny.
Say it.
Cableman. Unfunny Cableman.
Urinary fat infection. All right. Do you want to get into a column?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
All right. We're bringing in the advice column, Karen Feeding from Slate. This is a 2024 by Michelle Herman as Karen Feeding. I'll just jump right into the question. Dear Karen Feeding, how do you deal with babysitting a kid whose parents teach him that violence isn't a last resort? I'm currently a stay-at-home mom to a four-year-old who does half-day preschool and a one-year-old. A few months ago, as a favor to my sister, I started picking up my six-year-old nephew, Jason, from school and watching him until 6:30 p.m. twice a week. I like to take the kids to a playground near my house for part of that time. Twice recently, there have been incidents there with Jason that disturbed me. Once, another similar-aged boy snatched Jason's toy away. Jason immediately hit him. Another time, a two-year-old pushed him on the little balance beam. The boy's mom immediately intervened, but he did it again 5 minutes later. The second time, Jason shoved him back hard. The toddler fell and got pretty scraped up. Both times, I told Jason to stop. I removed him from the situation to talk about other ways to handle this sort of thing. Using your words, walking away, getting an adult to help. I said we don't hit unless there's no other way to keep ourselves safe. Both times he told me his parents said he can't start something, but he can finish it.
That's fine.
When I told
Is this Jason Statham? Is this Jason?
When I told my sister and her husband, they confirmed this. My son will never be in trouble with me for defending himself. And if we don't teach him to stand up for himself, he'll be the target for bullies. My brother-in-law even said that I would understand when my baby, who is a boy, is older. My worry is that Jason is going to keep getting physical with other kids, and I don't want to get on the shit list of other parents at my playground. Not to mention that a paranoid part of me worries about being on the hook legally and financially if Jason seriously hurts another kid while in my care. But his parents tell him that they're right and I'm wrong, and that they tell me I'm overreacting. I feel like my only options are to stop going to the playground with Jason, which means he and my four-year-old daughter are bouncing off the walls for hours in our small row home, or to tell my sister that I can't watch Jason anymore, which will cause bad blood between us, as well as financial problems for their family. Are there any ways to handle this that I'm not seeing?
Okay. First off,
Let's run it back.
Let's go ahead and make it clear that this Jason kid is Jason Voorhees. This is his actual backstory. But you know, yeah, his parents, that's pretty hardcore for them to be like, hey, you can't start nothing, but you could finish. Like, what does that mean?
I mean,
I think the problem is he clearly hasn't internalized it correctly. He's beating up like babies. He's six and they're two. Like, yeah, he can finish it. Like, if he couldn't beat up a two-year-old, like, that's insane. Clearly, you need to teach him with other six-year-olds or with people your age.
I do want to just clarify that. That's not something your parents said as Southern parents.
Well, like, you can't start something,
yeah,
but you can finish it.
My parents would say that, yeah.
No, my parents never really had, like, a fight talk with me, you know?
They know almost fight with them.
Yeah. They were like,
mine
hey,
either.
They were like, hey, we're going to start fighting with you, and we're going to finish fighting with you, too. We're going to finish you. No, I never really got in a fight, so they never told me something like this. But I agree with those parents. Like, yeah, like, I guess don't start a fist fight. Try to solve.
Clearly, this lesson has not been internalized by him in a good way. He's attacking
weaker, smaller children. I'm pretty sure every time he did it, he said, I'm sorry, sensei, just this once. I need to go all out. Give me permission.
Sorry, not to disagree with you, Phil, but
No, that
wrong.
Is a good point. Yeah, because he's six, and it was like another time a two-year-old pushed him on the balance beam. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, that is true. So how young can the kid be to where the six-year-old can't hit back? Five? Four?
I think that's the problem. It's not obvious how you would teach a six-year-old to read that situation correctly. So you teach him, don't hit people.
He has a fist cocked back. He's like, how old are you?
The kid's
show
like,
me ID.
He's like, okay, cool. And he just holds up to the lights like, this is real ID. And he just punches him square in the face. Wait, did you have IDs in elementary school with your little fingerprints on it? They gave us those in Midway.
Yeah, no.
It was like a fake ID. Honestly, if I was babysitting a kid and I took him to the park to go play with kids and he hit a kid, I would probably break up the fight and just tell the parents, but I would also tell the parents, like, hey, do you want me to let your kid fight? Because I'll let him fight. Like, I'll bet money on this. I don't care. This is not my kid to control, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I don't have a kid. I don't have to deal with these problems. And then the parents said, my son will never be in trouble with me for defending himself. What is that? My son will never be in trouble. Oh, like, they will never punish the kid for defending himself. Mm-hmm. Do you think that means that the parents have been beat up by a four-year-old before? So they see every four-year-old as a threat?
When you read between the lines.
That's, I mean, hey.
Do you think you could use
not that I could relate to that. Not that I could relate to that. I've never been beat up by a four-year-old. My brother-in-law even said that I would understand when my baby, who is a boy, is older. Wow, very gendering your baby.
Yeah, it's all very gendering.
That is, like, just dumb guy shit. That's, like, I have no argument, so I'm just gonna, like, say whatever I need to pretend the conversation is over. You wouldn't understand because you don't have a boy of a certain age.
If your kid got into a fight with another kid at the playground, how much does calling yourself a mama bear get you in terms of beating up that other kid?
Yeah, because a mother bear would, like, beat up, like, it would throw hands. Yeah. It would throw hands with another cub.
And, okay, that's a good point, but these are human women, not bear women.
You know, my mom used to call herself Mama Bear a lot.
That's
the
difference.
She had, like, mugs that said Mama Bear on it. And one time I did see her climb a tree faster than when she was running. I was like, oh my God, she really is a bear.
She loved honey.
And she did always like the medium-sized shit a little too much. And I was like, that's some mama bear shit right there.
Are there other ways to handle this that I'm not seeing? Okay, so let's see what we would do. I'm at the park, and my six-year-old, or my brother-in-law, my nephew, 6 years old.
That's the word for it. You got it, King.
Would I step in if the kid, my nephew that I was babysitting, hit a kid that first hit him? I would break it up because I don't want a kid fight to happen on my hands. I know I'm going to get in trouble, so that's more of a selfish thing. But I wouldn't tell him, like, don't hit kids. I would just be like, all right, I'm going to have to tell you.
Really? I feel like that. Well, yeah, I guess you don't have to teach him long-term lessons. I'm just saying it's fucked up for his parents to teach him to hit other children.
Yeah.
When the two-year-old got... Okay, so, but when he pushed a two-year-old and the mom confronted
him
about
it, and
the six-year-old was like, my parents said it was okay. Is that really the worst thing he could say? Because maybe he could have said, like, age is just a number. That would have been so much worse. Like, oh, shit, we got to unravel some stuff real quick.
Yeah, we got to unpack some shit.
And unravel it.
I don't know. I feel like you could definitely use, like, toxic masculinity to fight this toxic masculinity. Tell the dad that you saw him hit a girl, and he'd be like, no son of mine would hit a girl. That's ungentlemanly.
Not until he's an adult and married.
Okay, wait, I have a suggestion. I think Jason, the six-year-old who's, I guess, hitting back or whatever, he should find, like, sneaky ways to attack the children using playground equipment to make it look like an accident. Like the classic seesaw thing when they're up in the air and then he jumps off and then it launches the other. Oh, no, wait, no. Jason gains a lot of weight. He becomes one of the 600-pound lifers, right? And he's at the top of the seesaw. I don't know how the seesaw like, you know what I mean? Try to catapult the kid with the seesaw, but mm-hmm. using all of his water weight that he gained as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he should just start working out on the monkey bars and just doing pull-ups all day. I don't know. How else can you attack a kid with playground equipment nonchalantly besides the classic seesaw catapult?
I don't know if Jason's going to be reading Karen Feeding on Slate. I think he's more of like a Vox guy, so I don't know if even if we do give him this advice, if he's ever going to see it.
Sounds more like a Barstool.
He loves those pizza ratings.
Mm.
He's always listening to Hawk Tua.
Oh, maybe
Hawk Tua.
Maybe he could put a kid on one of those like spin around things, you know, like those merry-go-round things. And like he just starts spinning the kid really, really fast. And he's like, "Oh, we're just playing." And then,
how are you so good at the English language while rapping?
I don't think they're called a merry-go-round. I think those are like the things with like the actual like fake horses and ponies that you see at like the fair.
That's a carousel.
How about I carry this foot into both of y'all's asses? Can I carry Okay, that's a merry-go-round. Okay, cool.
Why are you mad about it?
Because I'm wrong. Like, you don't ever get mad when you're wrong. You're just, like, better than everybody else. I'm not happy that I was wrong. Why are you mad? You misnamed the playground equipment, you fucking dumbass. Why are you upset right now? Y'all are so condescending. There's nothing wrong. I want to hit back right now. I want to hit. Can I be allowed to hit on this podcast?
Nope, you're not allowed to hit the coast.
I can hit.
I feel like this doesn't apply to you because I feel like you're generally a pretty fit dude. But Paul, do you wonder if you could still do monkey bars and stuff like that on a playground?
I don't think I could do monkey bars, man.
Yeah, I kind
of
feel
like you have to be
could.
Light enough to do effectively. I think I could, but I think it would hurt my shoulders. I could do a couple monkey bars, but I'm not swinging back and forth having a good time.
Yeah.
My favorite thing on the playground was just like a good old slide, like one of those tube slides that are kind of high up in the air. Why'd you look at me
but
like that, Paul? Like
that
it's not called a slide. I do know that it's called a slide.
Halfway through the slide.
What'd you say?
You're probably that asshole who stopped halfway through the slide, and then it's like
yeah, because I was overweight. I got stuck. Yeah, I was an asshole. Yeah.
This isn't something I'm familiar with. People stay. They want to be hit by the next person.
This sounds like a you thing, Paul. We've never heard of this.
That was something
you never saw people stop halfway through a slide.
Yo, that's what Jason needs to do. He needs to stop halfway through the slide and then yell out to the 2-year-old, like, slide's ready, slide's empty. And then the 2-year-old goes in and he gives him the business, bro. He fucking.
I know, and no parent can see you in there. That's a.
Oh my God. What if he goes to like one of those McDonald play pits and he like gets in a fight? So he just stays under like the little the ball pit. He holds his breath and stays under the ball pit for like hours, and once the 2-year-old gets down there, he fucking like pulls him in.
What a peek into Phil's mind that he's not empathizing with the parents in this. He's completely like put himself in the shoes of the troublemaking child. He's like, that's who I would be in this situation.
I'm giving advice to Jason. That is true. Let's see. How about he? Go ahead. Interrupt me.
Yeah, if you get really good at verbally taunting people, they'll usually start the fight, and then you have carte blanche to fight them. So.
That is true.
That's the other part of it.
But, hey, I try to use words. It's like, Jason, you call him the F slur. No, you know what Jason should do? Up. When the 2-year-old is doing the rock wall, he needs to 127 hour him.
I don't know what 127 hour in somebody is.
The movie where James Franco gets stuck in a rock.
Gets his arm stuck, so he has to cut off his arm. It's based on a true story.
I apologize for not knowing that reference. Everybody knows 127 hours.
You never knew that? You never knew that movie? It's based on a real story. So really, he didn't know two
that
things.
That happened to James Franco? For real?
Yeah. Except for a rock, it was two underage girls. He had to cut off his career. He's canceled now. Play that back.
That's what it means when it says loosely based on a true story.
Do you want another classic Adrian fun fact? Because on set, he had to be stuck under the thing with the, it wasn't easily movable. Like whatever they did was like an actual, like he had to spend all day in there while they were filming. And so he would have people bring him textbooks because he wanted to learn while he was waiting for scenes to go.
Oh my God. I would have on his arm.
What a piece of shit. I would have, if I was a director, I would have been like, somebody bring Alec Baldwin on the film and we're going to write a scene with a gun. Oh no, it's a horrible accident.
I would have
a new character.
No.
I would have brought him a book that was clearly titled How to Be a Jackass While Doing a Movie.
How to Be an Insufferable Jackass. Yeah,
that really was his personality when he was pre-canceled and famous. Was like, I don't know, weird intellectual dude. Partly, I don't know.
But not like he's reading like books or something. He wants to read textbooks. Not like, oh, I'm just reading like something interesting for pleasure and I want to pass the time. No, no, no. Bring me a textbook. I want to read about film theory.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I pretty much just have advice for Jason. For the babysitter, like the aunt, she just needs to not get involved in, like, that's not her kid. So just as long as you report it to the parents, if you don't want to be around that energy and get in trouble for it with the other parents and get on their quote-unquote shit list, like you say, then just say, I'm not going to babysit your UFC fighter kid anymore. Mm. Just not get in trouble. That's simple advice. You don't need to hang out with your nephew.
Adrian, do you have serious advice to finish us off before I read the real answer?
Finish us off.
Stop going to the playground and just let him bounce around. Clearly, that boy's a sociopath. Although, you know, You can give him a couple lessons if you think it might help. Teach him some things. You know, teach him to pray before bed.
Paul, as an expert kid fighter, do you have any advice?
Wait, so Paul's the fighter against the kid?
He's the fighter and the kid.
I'm the fighter and the kid. I'm Brendan Schwab and the other. Are both the fighter and the kid canceled?
They're just so.
I don't think Brendan Schwab is, yeah.
No, Brendan, I mean, kind of. Brendan Schwab, I think he's got, like, some domestic abuse.
Callan has real, like, real bad allegations. Though,
does he
right?
really?
I thought so. I'm not sure.
God dang.
I didn't know that. I've always found Callan pretty funny, but I really don't know anything about him, so I take that back.
You're really just going to come on this podcast and admit that? Yikes.
I think some stuff he said was kind of funny. I don't know, but okay. I haven't seen much of him.
That's a choice.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Bryan Cranston. From the meth cook and the kid.
Okay. The professional's answer. I think the bad blood has already started. I think the bad blood has already started to run. You and your sister have clashing rules for your children's behavior. Distinctly different worldviews, in fact. This is not a sustainable arrangement for childcare. If you were a paid sitter and had no children of your own whom you were caring for alongside Jason, who would be influenced by behavior you find abhorrent, you'd have a decision to make. Abide by the parents' rules for his behavior, swallowing your convictions, or quit that job. Under the circumstances, you're not a paid sitter. You do have your own kids to think about. I don't think you have a choice. You cannot effectively take care of a child who has been told that he doesn't have to do as you say. And I'm sure you realize that eventually one of your kids is going to do something that irks their cousin, and he's going to hit them. And this child, who has been taught that hitting is an acceptable response to an affront, will laugh at their attempt to de-escalate, defend themselves with words, or ask you to intervene. You should absolutely not stop going to the playground. That's a short-term solution to a bigger problem anyway. Tell your sister you're sorry, but this is a hill you're willing to die on. You disagree profoundly with her and her husband's thinking, and you'll have to withdraw your offer to watch her son. Her financial situation is not your responsibility, and if your rescinding of your offer to babysit causes a deep rift between you two, then the relationship was on shaky ground already.
All right, thank you, Michelle.
Not a horrible answer, right, Michelle?
They didn't give any advice to the kid.
Yeah.
And buy Jason a goodbye gift like a switchblade.
More advice from Slate. Get him a slate. You know what I mean? He poked, kid. A slate. That's like a knife, right?
I have no clue, I'm just going to agree.
A slate. But just say it again, maybe I'm right.
Slate.
You know, I'm going to look this up. No, I already got merry-go-round, whatever, wrong.
Merry-go-rounded.
Slate, define. Okay, it's a knife.
Yeah, right there. Synonym. It's knife.
It fully pulled up just like a rock.
Yeah.
All
right, you want to pull up my article?
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm bringing in a column for the first time. This is Ask a Frogman. What if there's no combat option? This is by Mad Duo, February 15, 2016. The categories are learning. Let's get into it. Today we bring you the first installment of our advice column, Ask a Frogman, aka The Shit Filters Fool. You were promised candor and sagacity. You're gonna get it. Be careful what you ask for. From Mad Duo. Dear DVO, I have a question for you about combat experience and how important it is for someone who's aiming to become self-reliant and someone who's aiming to become a self-defense/firearm instructor. I'm 31 years old and live in South Africa. I've been practicing Krav Maga and firearm training for about 2.5 years and spent about the same amount of time trying to get my fitness level from desk jockey to combat fit. I've never been in any kind of armed services or police force and have no actual combat experience. I'm a bit too young and missed our armed forces heyday by about a decade. I live in a country where violent crime is very high, so naturally, I've looked for the best ways to defend myself. Fortunately, I've never had to test myself in a real-world situation, but this also makes me nervous because I've never been tested in a real-world situation. Ultimately, I would like to begin teaching others how to defend themselves, but without any combat experience and with no experience of actually having to defend myself in a real-world situation. Is this a problem in your opinion? If so, what would you suggest I do to try and get some experience? With the possible exception of police reserves, any branch of the armed services is not really an option for me, unfortunately. I'm too old and my skin tone is the wrong color to get anywhere in a government career. I feel like a lack of combat experience would also be negative for potential students. Is there any way around this? Thank you for your time, sir. I appreciate any feedback you could send my way. Best regards, Gavin C.
All right. Now, he says his skin tone is the wrong color. He's from South Africa. Is he not white?
He means he's white.
So he can't get into law enforcement because of that?
No, government jobs. Is that what he's saying?
He's doing a DEI argument. He's saying you have to be black to get anywhere in South Africa.
That's what I've always
under
said.
The Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela effect.
The full Nelson Mandela.
The ANC, the African National Congress. I assume in this guy's mind, he thinks they're very racist against white people. He definitely just can't get a job in law enforcement because he's a fat slob who runs a 15-minute mile. But
hey, what are you talking about? He's combat ready.
Yeah. I love the idea of a 29-year-old being like, I'm so scared of black people, I'm going to spend 2.5 years getting fit and then decide to teach people self-defense. This guy sounds like the biggest asshole.
I like the term.
About? This guy's cool.
I like the phrase desk jockey. Does that mean like he's been sitting at a desk doing office work?
That sounds like one of those South Africanisms. Like that's what they call being like an office worker is being a desk jockey.
I like that. Yeah. That sounds kind of, I mean, that's a good play on words with desk jockey.
Oh,
you're admiring his bars?
I'm kind of in. Listen, I was admiring the monkey bars in the last column, but these bars, they ain't monkeying around.
These bars don't crack.
They're going bananas. Combat fit. What does it mean, like camo pants? Combat fit?
Hey, come on.
Let's check your combat fit.
You know that's not
combat fit check.
What's this idea about how he wishes he was born 10 years earlier and could have fought in some wars?
Does he feel left out of, like Afghanistan or something?
I guess maybe I don't know, but I would assume maybe South Africa was a member of the coalition that went to Afghanistan.
He would have gotten some good experience there. I don't know. Is that something you guys look for when you guys are going to find your next martial arts teacher is trained and actually has combat experience, has killed people?
It would be a huge plus, but it wouldn't be something I would necessarily ask. You know, if somebody just started teaching me like karate or mixed martial arts or whatever, but they never really mentioned the fact that they never been in a fight, I wouldn't notice that.
No.
I don't know.
In a war.
In a war.
What people in modern wars are doing, like maybe I guess for like a gun, he was training people in guns. That would make a difference. But it's not like anybody in modern warfare is doing hand-to-hand type combat.
Well, he says,
like, I wouldn't be like, oh, he's getting real experience.
He said he's never had to test himself in a real-world situation.
Yeah.
So, like, do you think that means, like, he's never even been in a fight or he just never had to use self-defense?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, both, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, he can always just lie to his students.
You tell him to do a drill bit, Taylor?
That's a good bit. That's a good drill bit.
That's a good drill bit.
Not to be a cynic, but I really think this guy is probably like such an unathletic slob. Like, I really do not think like a 29-year-old who decided to start working out actually got fit by the time they were 31. Like, I don't think this guy actually knows shit. He might as well just lie about having real combat experience on top of the fact that he's completely unprepared to teach anybody anything.
Yeah.
Was the implication that he still lives in South Africa?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I live in a country where violent crime is very high.
Yeah, that's like one of those right wing things, because it's like, I think there is a lot of crime in South Africa, but it definitely also like every white South African is terrified that black people are going to kidnap them or steal their farm is a big thing.
Seems like a good market for self-defense then. Yeah.
He feels like
it really is.
If he feels that he studied self-defense enough, you know, or I guess practiced it in like classes or whatever. I mean, you can still teach it and just like, your students don't like the fact that you've never been involved in something real, then they just may drop your class, and that's on him. He can't just like join a war.
You're saying just like the law of numbers. Like, there's enough people who want to learn self-defense.
Yeah, yeah.
Cut out because they want a real world expert. But
don't mention it during the first class. But to prove yourself, the first lesson has to be: who wants to come at me? All of you can come at me at the same time. I've been training for 2 years.
Hey, if all 20 of you want to die right now, be my guest.
There you go. And then you earn their trust. And they know.
But then what do you do when they start approaching you, all 20 people?
You know Krav Maga. Kick their ass.
That's true. I guess he puts it to the test.
Yeah. You ask your sensei if you can go all out just this once.
Okay, Paul. Okay, let's say I'm your BJJ instructor. This is your first day, okay? Let's go. Ask me any question. You just walked into the gym.
Take a breath.
Have you ever been in a real fight? And if so, did you win?
Yeah. I was fighting with your mom last night. She was just yabbing on and on. I was like, come on, just get my beef roast in the oven.
Well, I meant a physical altercation. Also, I don't believe that's true. My mother isn't even here in South Africa.
I wouldn't ever physically beat up your mom. I love her. She's the one. Paul, I want to ask.
Well, let's move on from that, because I think, honestly, you're just talking about another woman. You don't even know who my mom is. Have you ever been in a physical altercation with somebody?
You know, me and your mom, we took an alternate vacation. We were going to go to the Puerto Rico and just smash all week, but we went to Tallahassee. We had the ball. It was a great time. It was a great time.
Okay, I didn't want to say it earlier because I felt like it was beside the point, but my mother's dead.
Yeah, I killed that pussy. Tell you that much. That's dead. Her, though, she's good and well. She was like, don't tell Paul I'm alive, but I want to keep on getting
I'm
ran
not
through.
I'm not Paul in this situation. I'm a student in this. Do you know how hypotheticals work?
But though? You want to fight me right now. Am I wrong? First lesson done.
You're not wrong.
First lesson done. I'll see you next week. Next Tuesday, same time.
Holy shit.
He paid for the
whole hour. I don't think he should have to.
Okay.
Okay.
That was the wrong one. Hold up.
A few moments later.
Hey, Paul, come back in for a second.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was going to come back next week to finish the hour I paid for, but okay. Also, I'm not Paul.
Oh, sorry. What was your name again?
Adrian.
Adrian. Okay, Adrian. That makes more sense. Okay, Adrian. Listen, I'm sorry about the things I said about your mother. I do want to ask you for her hand in marriage. What do you say, Adrian?
I'm still not convinced.
Okay, because she already gave me her hand in jerking. So I was thinking, like, the other hand could be for marriage. Is that cool with you? No, hold up. Okay, you storm out, okay?
A few moments later.
Paul, come back in for a second.
I've stormed out. I'm not even near the door.
A few moments later.
I'm sorry, mister. I'm coming back in.
Thank you, Paul. Take a seat. Crisscross applesauce. All right, listen.
I'm sitting down. That's my knees are really weak and crinkly. I'm getting crisp.
Your mom's knees are not weak to that much. Listen, I know this is the first lesson. I want to go ahead and give you a belt. This is the same belt that your mom unfastened last night that were around my pants. But it's a very nice brown belt. And you deserved it. You really did deserve it. Also, it just doesn't fit me anymore. I've been eating a lot of pussy. I've been getting a lot of weight. Anyway, Paul, do you want to fight me? Am I wrong? You want to fight me right now?
I really don't care for you, if I have to be honest.
Perfect. Give me 1 week to prepare, and I'll see you then, okay?
A few moments later.
Hey, Paul, what's up? How was your week?
It's pretty good.
His name was Adrian. Oh, sorry, Adrian, sorry.
You've been calling me Paul so often, I just decided to run with it. But thank you for remembering my name's Adrian.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Adrian, not Paul. How was your week? Was it good?
Yeah, it's good.
You got a media roundup? You want to do a media roundup? This lesson is all about media roundup. besides you, me and your mom's sex tape, what else have you been watching religiously every single night before you go to bed?
I don't understand why you talk to me like this. I'm a paying customer.
That's true. So are these one-on-one sessions that you guys are having? Or? No, this is a full class, but I'm only talking to Paul.
Adrian
the whole time. I'm talking to Adrian the whole time, and all the other kids haven't learned anything yet. Okay, anyway. Yeah, that's great. That's great. You said you're a paying customer. I'm also a paying customer to your mom.
A few moments later.
Paul, put your belt back on. Come here. Come back in. Please put your pants back on. I don't know why you cried and got naked and went in the corner, but come here. Sit down. Crisscross applesauce. I love your mother very much. How about next week, me, you, and your mom, Poconos? What do you say?
You have me confused with somebody else. My mom is not alive.
I've already explained to you why your mom's dead. The killing the pussy. I can't do the same joke twice, alright? Listen, but your mom's well.
So you guys are going to get your septums pierced?
I'm sorry, this is my assistant. Paul.
Y'all are going to get your septums pierced? You're going to Poconos?
That's pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. Paul? I mean, Adrian, come on. You thought that was funny, right? Adrian, come on. You're smiling. You're having a good time now. Come on.
That's
come
pretty funny.
Come back in the gym.
We have fun here.
Okay.
I think I peaked with that bit already. I think I'm going to stop that bit.
I forgot what we were talking about.
I'm talking about this column.
column home. Yeah. Yeah. So, Paul, how would you feel, though, if you really did have a BJJ instructor that told you they'd never been in a real fight before, never been in any type of combat?
I wouldn't go to a BJJ instructor, but I guess I wouldn't really care. It feels like something where you improve by fighting people in a competitive environment. And I saw you hit the voice modulator, you piece of shit.
Welcome back. I have to tell you something really important. Okay? I know that I am your BJJ instructor, but I'm also a BJ instructor to your mom. Okay, back to you, Paul.
A few moments later.
Paul, stop crying. I'm sorry. Come back in the gym. Paul, come back. Paul, I'm so sorry. I'll stop making jokes about you and your mother. I will actually teach you some BJJ, okay?
But what does BJJ? I just want to make sure before I come in and believe you that we're going to learn fighting. I want to make sure what you think the acronym means.
Blowjob to booty. Okay, I got it out of my system. I'll stop right now. Oh my God.
Why would the second J be jump booty?
I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I've been going through a really rough time recently. My wife left me because I keep on smashing your mom, and it's just things aren't going well at home. I mean, at your mom's home, going great. Oh my God. Great time. Every night. Charcuterie boards, oh God, rom-coms, anal. I'm sorry. Okay, this bit is beat. Take that part out.
Why don't y'all have this soundboard? You want me to send this back to Adrian with Gage to California? Oh man.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I think this guy has to like join a competitive environment or something, or like prove his chops in some other than through having real life experience.
In like a he's got to win a competition,
a Krav Maga competition.
A la Dragon Ball Z, one of those just open casting calls fighting tournaments.
Really, he has to actually prove himself, I guess. Otherwise, you really are like, come learn from me. I googled a bunch of shit, and I swear I'm really good.
Man, I really want to hit that button again, but I thought it was so funny that you were like, I saw you hit that voice modulator. That was so good. When you said come learn from me, I was gonna be like,
yeah, your mom, she come learn from me, all right? Paul, come back, Paul. I mean, Adrian.
I'm sorry, this is my favorite character. Can we replace the third segment with a full lesson from this guy? See, one of his students in a class of 20, by the way. And the whole time, he is just railing this kid.
Not like his mom.
Railing his mom. Oh, man.
I usually don't do one-on-one lessons.
Adrian, do you have any what was your... You said you didn't know your karate master's master, or sorry, your taekwondo master's master. What was... what do you think his... what were his credentials?
He was Korean.
Or her credentials. Wow. That really showed my biases.
No, there's a lot of misogyny in martial arts. I don't think women are allowed to be masters.
No, Mr. Ogyny, though. That's the thing. Only Miss Ogynys. Play that in the very beginning, bud.
Yeah, I think his bona fides were that he had a black belt and from Korea, and probably a couple of them. And
but you said by the end of it, you had a black belt, so you could have just started teaching.
No, I never got a black
belt.
I didn't claim that. I didn't stick with it all the way.
You didn't stick with it like a bindle? Mm.
Paul, have you, now that Trump has been reelected, have you been looking into arming yourself? Been hanging out with the SRA guys?
I have not thought about arming myself, but I don't know. I've always kind of been interested in at least learning. Have you guys ever had the hankering to go down to the range?
Christian and I recently went to the range. What was that, like a month ago or so when he was back in town? We shot a pistol and we shot an AR-15, which was crazy. I would feel like the only part of the experience that I actually like liked a lot was it was cool or whatever. I wasn't as scared as I thought I was going to be after I shot like the first round. But one of the coolest things from that experience was that our friend Dakota, who is like in the military, he gave us these noise canceling headphones. And so you can't really hear like the shots being fired. But when you put them on, you can hear people's voices almost like perfectly. Like it picks up voice somehow and you hear like right in your ear. So that was, it wasn't like Bluetooth or anything either. It was just like how they were designed. There's some really high grade military stuff. And I was like, I could just kind of want to walk around like this. This is cool.
So you don't hear all the bullets going by around you? You just hear the people talking?
I mean, you can hear the a gun being fired, but it's like not loud at all. Like it's like,
and that's a real inconvenience in your daily life.
Oh yeah, where I'm from? Ooh.
That's true.
Where I'm from? I don't know. I need to express like... how hard it is for me not to press that modulator button right now. I'm sorry. I had to get this out. I'm just going to drink some water. Go ahead.
I can't even remember. If I was teaching a gun class and Phil walked in and I was going through the like safety demo where I was like, no roughhousing, no fool's play. I would just expect Phil to stand up and walk out at that point. Just know yourself.
I can't do no bits.
No fooling around. If you had Phil and Coleman in that, oh my God.
It's
no fooling around, no bits. I would hope Phil would know himself and be like, all right, I shouldn't be at this gun range.
If me and Coleman were there, we would do the bit constantly where we like, after we shoot, we would turn around and look at each other like, was that pretty good? And like point the gun to each other. Was that good? We would literally die. Yeah,
how y'all doing back there?
Yeah, we would turn around.
Were you good at it?
Yeah, I still have the target, actually.
Oh, shit.
Okay, well, we don't want to see that because we know...
And no, the target was not a four-year-old child that beat me up. It was a man.
You didn't do, like, one of those man with a dagger, like, with a hostage? It was just a guy?
No, it was a kid on a merry-go-round.
Uh-huh.
I said, hey, here's a merry-go-rounds.
It was a local child, not one of those foreign children.
A local child. Support local children.
Keep it local.
Yeah, sorry I don't have much on this column. I got really invested into that dojo instructor.
You want to just read the answer and move on? All right, Gavin. I have no idea how to feel about this guy. Let's see. Gavin, greetings from America. Super question. I graduated from SEAL training in 1992. I did not get to a quote-unquote war until 1996. I put war like this in quotes because it was Bosnia. By 1996, it was safer than Chicago is today. It was not until 2003 that I went to Afghanistan.
I don't know. Not for the people we dropped bombs on. I think he means maybe for the American soldiers.
It was not until 2003 that I went to Afghanistan for the first time. There were many years of relative peace and great frustration in between. The point being, even though I had not been to combat for the first 4 years or so of being a SEAL, I still considered myself a warrior. I was a warrior because that is what I had dedicated my life to being. I trained as hard as I could, as much as I could, so that if I was ever fortunate enough to do combat... What? So that if I was ever fortunate enough to go to combat, I would be as prepared as possible. You will never have the street cred of someone who has been in combat until you go to combat.
The street cred?
And even then, there are so many different levels. You cannot change that unless you do join the military services, and it sounds like that is not a super option. So, train as hard as you can with the best people you can. Focus your energy on being a warrior, not pretending to be one. Don't worry about the BS you read in books and see in movies.
What does BS stand for, Paul?
Bullshit.
My man.
If you are trained, motivated, and more important, not a buffoon, you will do well in about any circumstance. If you decide to teach, never, ever, even remotely consider pretending like you were in the service or served in combat. If you do that, you are a piece of shit. Why did he say BS earlier if he's willing to say shit now? Be the professional. Be the best that you can. Your students will see this, and more importantly, you will know that you are a warrior.
He doesn't like to say the word bull.
Now go do great things. From Senior. A.K.A. Ask a Frogman.
I like that this question had nothing to do with stealing valor, but like that's how much the military fucks with these people's brains that they're like just he's hyping himself into a rant about how bad it is to steal valor. Dude, the U.S. Army is incredible. These people rock.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, Navy. He's a Navy SEAL.
Navy SEAL, baby.
Y'all think y'all going to bring this guy back for a column?
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of themes that he probably hits.
Yeah. Ask a Frogman.
He has got perfect dumb brain. I'm sure most things he answers, he ends up going on a weird rant that has nothing to do with the question.
Is he our first war-loving columnist that we've had? Like, personally loves
We've had Aston FFS Dawn.
Personally loves fighting in wars columnist.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Kwame probably wants other people to fight in the wars that he deems ethical and good.
Yeah, of course, yeah. That's a great character from Mobile Suit Gundam 00, Aliel Sachez, a dude who just is a mercenary who just likes fighting in wars. And so that's one of the enemies in the
He doesn't care what side.
Kind of, yeah. He's usually like, if I can get the wrong side, I'll do it.
It's a good gig if you can get it. You end up for the love of the game.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Be a professional. Be the best you can. You are a warrior. How do you feel about that, Phil? Are you motivated?
To be a warrior?
Motivate.
Yeah.
Explain. Say that quote one more time before I answer. Let me just
say that quote.
Be the professional. Be the best that you can. Your students will see this. And more importantly, you will know that you are a warrior.
I think that's all about just having confidence and, you know, being an instructor and being like a role model to somebody, kind of like faking it till you make it, I guess, kind of type beats, you know? I guess I kind of agree with that, but I always forget to do that. So it's like, I'm not against that. But for example, like when I train people at my job, there'll be a lot of times I'll say like, okay, this is what I do in this situation. I don't know if it's right. So yeah, if you do it and you get in trouble for it, I didn't tell you to do this. Like, you need to go ask this person and see if this is right. So I really don't practice that, but I'm not against that. You know, I mean, I fake a lot of parts of my job and I get by.
And do you feel bad about saying that he should fake his experience, even though the advice columnist, called you out for that?
I mean, if he's just honest and open about it, actually, like how I do it, I mean, that's better, I guess. Yeah. He shouldn't be like, yeah, have stolen valor type personality, you know?
Oh, feels big on not doing stolen valor.
He shouldn't say he was in a war or anything like that. Yeah, that's too far.
I'm a veteran.
Nah, I don't care. Why not?
He was in the war drugs.
On the side also of the drugs. Part where he's like, if you were trained, motivated, and more importantly, not a buffoon, you will do well in any circumstances. But it's like, at that point, why are they taking your class? The students, all they have to, like, you know, I don't know. It's like, all they have to be is trained, motivated, and not a buffoon. What are they going to learn from you? You have no special experience or training. This guy should absolutely not try to become a teacher unless he just wants to defraud people and get their money for no reason. But
I mean, would you take what's that guy who's doing the masterclass on Twitch we were talking about with the blue hair?
No, Ninja?
Ninja? Yeah, would you take Ninja's masterclass if he wasn't as popular as he was?
Well, no, because I already watched what's his name's video on Ninja's masterclass.
Who? Drewski?
Who was it?
Drew Gooden.
Drew Gooden's video. And Drewski also did a long form, like, sort of comedic takedown of Ninja's masterclass, if I remember correctly.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
That was a pretty great Drewski. No, obviously Drewski does not know or care. It would be funny if really Drew Gooden and Drewski stepped on each other's toes like that. But
him and Ninja are like him and Ninjas are like ops.
Yeah. All right, we doing a third segment?
What's our third segment?
Well, I mean, I wasn't able to actually stay for the third segment. I apologize, y'all. I do kind of have to get on the road. I have to meet up with the parents of a local child who beat up somebody else, not me, but just to kind of discuss, you know, the litigation aspect of all this. But I got a good friend coming in to fill in for me. I'm sorry, I got Louis Armstrong again to fill in for me if that's cool. I know y'all didn't have a great experience last time with him, but
I had a great time with Louis.
Okay, well, he seemed like he hated y'all, so I don't know what's up with Louis, but and honestly,
I thought he was a little obnoxious.
Listen, I agree. Every time he's in my house, he makes a mess. He doesn't even stay more than 5 minutes. It looks like he's been staying here for like a week already. But I'm a pop out. But
yeah, I think last time I told him, I was like, "You're kind of obnoxious." And he was like, "Thank you." I was like, that's not a compliment.
It's not a compliment. All right, y'all. But it's been great. I can't wait for the release of this episode. Y'all have a good one, all right?
All right, yeah.
Adrian, do you ever find it weird that jazz legend, blues legend, Louis Armstrong is just good friends with
just overall legend.
Sorry, Louis. I didn't see you. Louis, can you cover your ears for a second? I had a question for Justin.
Yeah, I'll cover my ears with the headphones. Go ahead. I can't hear you. Go ahead.
How do you think he became friends with Phil? Also, I thought he was dead. But maybe it's one of those things like where, like, you know, one of those old people who you just assume is dead because they're from history. But then you realize, like, oh, is it one of those or what's going on?
I think they go to the same gym.
Are you asking me or are you asking
Louis? I told you to cover your ears. You're not supposed to be listening.
I'm sorry, but I wasn't talking to you. Why do you always think people are talking to you? But don't mind me. I'm going to play my new trumpet. They didn't have
Louis,
these
back
in my
podcast.
Day.
It's an honor to have you on.
Oh,
you're
now you're talking to me?
Yeah.
Talking to you? Paul, great to be on the podcast again. How's it going, Adrian?
Hey, what's up, buddy? Good to see you again, Louis.
It's good to see y'all. You know, I'm sorry last time I got a little angry. Hopefully I won't freak out this time, but it's good to be back.
Yeah, no problem, man. It's all chill.
So, I wanted to do the slot today because a lot of people only know me from, you know, I See Skies of Blue. Classic hit. It's a ballad.
Beautiful song.
I always wanted to, now that we know you're alive, I was wondering, do you have musical ideas? Do you still write?
I do. I write every day. And actually, this morning, I wrote like 40 new songs, but I'm just going to do one of, maybe two of them, you know, and just kind of show you what I'm working with right now.
Okay, we're getting some exclusives.
Wow.
Some Louis exclusives. Some loose Louis, as I like to call them. They're just demos right now, but here we go. This first one.
Wait, we're just going straight into it? Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, let's wait 45 minutes.
No, yeah, you're right.
No, that's good. 45 minutes. 45 minutes.
My bad, Louis. Do what you gotta do.
I'm glad that asshole Phil isn't here because he had a thing on that soundboard and he would have hit a thing that said, like, you know, a short while later.
He left the soundboard.
Okay.
A few moments.
I love this shit. We didn't have this back in my day.
Okay, Louis, all right.
Welcome back to Louis on the Radio. We interview people who don't understand how soundboards work. I'm just kidding, Bob. I appreciate y'all having me. But yeah, I'm just going to preview some new songs that I wrote. Already? You already hear this shit?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
All right.
I'm excited. What this should we is be a expecting? Big scoop. What kind of stuff are
you doing? So this first one is a little very near and dear, both to my heart. It's about a friend of mine that took his life. And I feel like I wasn't really there to help.
I think a lot of people have been through this. Yeah, this is
powerful. I'm going to really hold space for these lyrics.
That's hilarious. I like that new joke going around, the hold space thing, because the gravity. But this is a serious subject, so I can just fucking listen real quick.
No, I was being serious.
I'm still holding space for Defying Gravity, so I don't know if I can hold space with these lyrics.
You're out of bandwidth.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know.
That's how about I can hold. How about I hold the space bar down on my computer and pause you? Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Okay, this is like a tutorial on how to prevent somebody from dying. Oh wait, sorry. I'm getting an advertisement. I uploaded the beat on YouTube. Hold up, sorry. I don't have YouTube Premium. I'm sorry. I don't know if y'all can hear that or not, but give me one second. So you won't be able to hear it.
Oh, that was a weird.
So I had a frog in my throat, yeah. And when I have a frog in my throat, it makes my voice normal. So I apologize about that. Okay.
Wait. You would consider your voice right now not normal? That's a little bit.
No, it is normal.
Problematic? Is that a word you guys had in your day?
He knows holding space for Defying Gravity. I think he's up to date.
Yeah, I'm caught up with the times, but I know what problematic means. Okay, here we go. Here we go. One second. Give me one second. Let me just clear my throat real quick.
That's exciting.
All right, Paul. If you have a phone, go ahead and put that flashlight on and wave it in the crowd. Step one. You say we need to talk. He walks. You say sit down. It's just a talk. He smiles politely. Back at you. You stare politely right on through some sort of window to your right as he goes left and you stay right between the lines of fear and blame. You begin to wonder why you can't. Where did I go? I lost a friend.
Okay, somewhere. Louis, this is definitely just the fray.
No, this is...
This is definitely just How to Save a Life by The Fray. It was big like 15 years ago.
Listen,
10 years
that
ago?
Is an honest mistake. I am so sorry about that. I have not, you know, been around. I've been kind of hiding in Cuba since my fake death, and I did not know somebody made a song with those exact words and an instrumental that you just heard as well. You can't prove I stole it.
I do have to say one of my critiques, your vocal register isn't, I think the original is better for a couple reasons.
What do you mean over it? Like, how do you know they didn't steal it from me? I'm just now putting it out. I've showed this demo to a lot of people. I wouldn't be surprised if I showed it to Kevin Frey. Was it The Frey you said? Did you already mention The Frey has a song like this?
Yeah, is that where
Adrian did? Adrian did, so it makes sense.
Is that the guy's name?
Kevin Frey?
Yeah.
No, I just made it up. I did. I know I said that in a sarcastic manner, but I did make it up.
All right, Louis.
Okay, fine. Do y'all want to just hear a different song then? I don't know what you want me to.
Do you think it gets any different from the other sign, or do you think it deviates?
You know, Louis is such a character, and I never realized this from his public persona, but my guess is that this is also going to be an already existing pop song, if I have to guess.
Okay, a pop song. Okay, then give me a different genre, and I've made songs and beats to every genre you could think of. So just name a genre.
It seems kind of like oddly informed by hip hop that you would call a piano instrumental a beat and not just the backing tracks.
Louis, can I ask you a question? How did you feel
you
about
just did ask me, but
getting
go ahead.
Famous?
Huh?
Oh, you're one of those. You're one of those guys who doesn't like the.
What the?
Did I ask
you? You asked me though?
Versus
what
AI.
The did you ask me? Go, wait, ask your question again.
How'd you feel about Neil Armstrong becoming the more famous Armstrong? Did you feel like that usurped your spot as the top Armstrong?
Who says that he's more famous than me? You?
That's probably a list.
Okay, let's go over. Wait, what? Lance, Neil, Louis. Is that how y'all see me? I'm number three.
Ike Armstrong from high school.
Ike, okay. Mike Armstrong, is he next? Ike and Mike? Okay. This is fun. This is great. Let's name all these people that are better than me. That's great.
I think there's a guy from Full Metal Alchemist. One of the characters' name is Armstrong.
That's true. I think that's his full name, though. That's more a mononym like Beyonce or Cher.
I'm cool with not being that famous, actually. I'm very okay with that idea. I'm just low-key. I'm low-key Louis.
He was really defensive.
But I would like to hear more of your music. Sorry, I didn't mean to throw us off track.
What kind of genre would you like to hear? I could just freestyle a song right now. I'm going to throw all these demo discs away.
Wait, so that was a really heartfelt song about how one of your friends unalived themselves?
Yeah.
And those lyrics were from your heart?
No, they were from my butt. Wait, from my fucking heart. What? Is this podcast about stupid questions?
If you have anything lighter, maybe we should hear a lighter song. Maybe
a lighter song? Okay. Okay. Well, let's see. A lighter song? Okay. Give me one second. I'm just trying to think of some light. Like, give me like a theme. Like, give me a word.
Maybe just about getting drunk at the bar with your friends.
Like getting like tipsy?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Let me see what I could come up with in my head real quick. And let me go and make a beat off the... Here we go. Okay.
Again, not really a beat. More of just a guitar. Nope.
When did you make this song? Was this recent?
No, this is freestyle. I might think of something.
Are you freestyling the beat?
I'm making the beat and I'm freestyling at the same time. My baby wanna... shut up! Louis is singing right now! Can you please be quiet? I'm gonna knock you out. Listen, 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? Can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, do the three, do the four.
Isn't this that rap song?
What?
Isn't that from a rap song? The one. Here
that's not a rap song, Adrian. That's a country song.
No, one, here comes country the two, Western. The three, to the...
This is a light song. This is a lighthearted song y'all wanted.
That's Shaboozy's Tipsy, a country western song.
No, it's... I kind of... So you know how he did like a...
So
like,
you're confirming you know his song.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Okay, listen. Okay, so he stole it from Jaquan's Tipsy first. I'm stealing it from Shaboozy. This makes it right.
Oh, so you do know you stole this song. It's not like the fray where you...
Take this board out.
Stole it from you.
Take this board out. Take it out. Listen, they're really gonna kill me if they know I stole this shit. So
who's they?
I bleeped it out for the audience, but you know what word I said.
I know they were involved in this.
Listen, I'm sorry. Maybe
Louis, if you have an actual song to show us, that's fine. I don't think we want to hear you do karaoke.
Yeah, though.
I'm not doing karaoke.
Louis, Louis, I'm kind of starting to get worried that maybe you've had like writer's block and you're self-conscious or embarrassed about that. And so you're stealing songs to try to impress us.
Stealing valor, really.
And it's like, you're a legend. You don't need to impress two podcast hosts.
Okay.
You can be yourself.
I barely see y'all as podcast hosts, for one. Okay. Two.
Okay,
this
enough.
Is a very specific song
that's
I wrote.
That's kind of rude. I don't... Why?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what a podcast is.
That's beautiful.
I don't know what a podcast is. So it's really just an insult to my intelligence.
Okay, I would like to hear point number
two. I've always said you kind of seem like the guy who doesn't know what a merry-go-round is.
No, I know what a merry-go-round is. I think y'all think a merry-go-round is something else, but I know what it actually is. Okay. So this is a song that's very specific that, I mean, nobody could have wrote this.
That's right? The whole point of art, right? Is making something with your voice that no one else could have made.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I always thought it was holding a mirror up to society.
To society. Does this hold a mirror up to society?
This holds a mirror up to this.
Why was your voice different for a second?
I got a frog up my throat. Listen, this song holds up a mirror to a big fan I had named Stan, and he wrote me letters. So it's holding a mirror up to him, really. He's part of society.
Is there going to be a sample in this, or did you do all of this?
I did sample Dido? I don't even know how to pronounce her name, but she gave me a song. And
I would have thought you would have sang that part. Too, if I had to be honest.
Oh, you want me to sing Ditto's part as well? I can do that. My tea's gone cold. I'm wondering why did this podcast y'all really rule? I'm gonna kill myself.
Louis, so there are parts of it that are yours.
No. Ditto said this, and she's singing this now.
She mispronounced her name.
I'm Ditto. People call me Dido, but it's actually Ditto. Hey, Louis. I love you. You're great. You're the best artist in the freaking world, man. Louis Armstrong for president. That's what I say. Hey, life is a highway. Kind of like the Rascal Flatts. Let's get back to that. Listen.
Rascal Flatts did not write Life is a Highway. We've been over this on this podcast.
Oh, that's right. They didn't write it. Okay, so you're getting mad at me for not writing stuff and quote-unquote stealing stuff, which hasn't been proven yet, by the way, in the court of law, but you don't mind Rascal Flatts doing it. And you're talking
That's
behind
true.
It.
I don't think they presented it as a brand new song.
Yo, some Rascal Flatts, tell you that much.
Louis, do you listen to a lot of Ben Shapiro? You have a lot of facts and logic on your side in a way that...
Are y'all not Ben Shapiro? Am I not on the Ben Shapiro podcast? Wait, which podcast is this? I get my schedules. I do a lot of podcasts, as y'all know. I thought this was Ben Shapiro. You're behind a big bookshelf. You seem kind of smart.
You wanted to premiere your songs on the Ben Shapiro show?
No, I wanted to go on a Mary rap. Yeah, I want to. We didn't have to record.
Louis, you got to calm down if you're going to do this podcast.
Louis, angry. Louis.
Is there any chance that you have a song that, like, I don't know, you love America, right? Do you have, like, a patriotic song that you wrote? That,
let
like,
me see what I have in my archive.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I feel like, I don't know what you're doing here if you're not going to show us something that's unique to you.
Mm.
You know, something that's like an anthem for the nation.
Oh, okay, so y'all want an anthem to y'all's country? Oh, I got you. I got you.
Yeah, but yeah, like, you know, a big arena, you know, songs.
Oh, arena.
I'm a little concerned he's going to play the national anthem, Adrian, if I have to
be honest. The Star Spangled Banner? No, there's no way.
That's already a song.
I know, Louis. There's no way he's going to do
that. That's already a song.
Yeah, he's going to put something that he's been cooking.
That's already a song. Honey, why you calling me so late?
See, what did I say? This is a different song.
Shut the f- up. I'm from USA. Hey, how we feeling tonight? Yo, listen. This
how are you
is
feeling
a-
tonight? Part of this podcast?
Shut the f- okay, listen. USA, is this is the anthem, baby. Here we go. Well, USA in the next room. She with USA starts with the U. I guess after the U, it's an S-A. Listen. It's good to live in the USA where I can say I'm free. Paul, what the Paul? Why are you looking at me like that?
You yelling at Paul is part of the song.
I stopped it because Paul was giving me this face, as in he thinks this is a different song or something.
No, the problem is I expected it to be a different song, and I actually can't tell if it was a pre-existing song.
Oh,
so
yeah.
As far as I know, this is a Louis original. This is
no, it sounded original. A heck of a lot like Lips of an Angel by Hinder.
Oh, yeah. A song I don't
never
know.
Heard so. It. Never heard it. I can't prove that I stole it.
Louis, you sound more like a defensive person who knows he stole it and is just being like...
You kind of sound like an asshole that's making up stuff right now. You kind of sound like Ben Shapiro.
You don't sound like a genuinely confused person. You sound like somebody who knows they stole it and is just trying to be difficult.
Is this like a money thing? Like, what are you doing this for?
I need money.
Why did I ask that question? I'm not prepared for the response.
Do your masters not pay well? Like.
Whoa! What do you mean?
You
masters?
Don't get residuals on your master recordings. Oh. You don't get residuals.
No, they think I'm dead. Everybody thinks I'm dead. Okay. Now I'm trying to get rich
again. The record label doesn't pay out to you.
Yeah, because they think I'm dead. They pay to my family, and it's hard to get the money from them. Because they're like, who are you? You're supposed to be dead. They don't think I'm dead, so they just think I'm a Louis Armstrong impersonator when I go ask for the money. When I go visit my family.
What if one of your family listens to the Ben Shapiro show and heard you on there? Would they not be a little shocked to learn you were
alive?
They
would think I'm like an impersonator of Louis Armstrong. Nobody thinks I'm Louis, but I really am Louis Armstrong. Y'all are the only two podcast hosts that fully believe I'm Louis Armstrong. Everybody else is like, you're
true. Me and Adrian are convinced you are the real living Louis Armstrong.
I'm not a fan of you stealing songs, but I know that you're Louis Armstrong.
Why do y'all keep saying I'm stealing songs?
Obviously true.
Okay. Well, how can I prove to you that I'm not stealing the song? I don't know.
But it seems like you know you're stealing the songs. You kind of just admitted it.
That is true. I'm sorry. I'm flip-flopping back and forth. I keep on trying to defend myself because I keep on thinking that I can with reason and logic.
You're pancaking.
I am pancaking. What does that mean?
Flip-flopping.
Okay. Flapjacking. Okay. How about this? Except for a song, I want to pitch a show about me trying stand-up comedy, and it's called Louie. What do you think?
I think there's an issue. Well, there.
It's unique about me. I'm trying something new, and so, I named it after my first. And I'm going to spell it Louie, which is different than how I usually spell my name. But I'm a fictional version of myself.
Are you releasing this in Kazakhstan or Cuba? Or where are you living?
I'm releasing it in America, and I want like a redhead comedian that's canceled to play me.
Okay. Because sometimes you can get away with having the same name as another show as long as you can do parentheses which country it's from. I don't think we can have two Louis U.S.
There's another Lou. What is it about?
I feel it's also about a comedian.
Okay, how about this?
You could do one that's somewhat similar, but it's about him being really good at gambling and winning. Like a Lucky Louis?
We all know this Lucky Lou.
Okay,
so you're stealing stuff.
No, that's just.
I got another idea. Okay,
you know about HBO's Lucky Louie? That's a show you're aware of.
Much like Tupac, how people made those bumper stickers that says Tupac Live. I want to do something like that, like Armstrong Live, but take out the arm and put the Live in front of the Strong, and then make yellow bracelets out of it that say Live Strong, and if they're rubber bracelets, what do you think?
I think those would have gotten popular like 10 years ago.
Wait, I was dead. People thought I was dead, and I ran from America. I wasn't around. I wasn't aware of this. So apparently, all my ideas have already been done. Great minds think alike.
I think that's what we're getting at. Fools rarely differ.
Mm. Okay, let me think of another idea real quick.
Do you think there's like any any sort of brick and mortar like stores or chains or business ideas?
Yeah, probably. Hold on, let me think. I'm trying to think. I think I want to start like a type of deodorant and like also like detergent. Is named after the first part of my last name, and then like a strong tool, like a mallet or maybe like a hammer, arm and hammer, and it's my arm holding
hammer and sickle.
Hammer and sickle, yeah, that'd be a good idea. Hammer and sickle, and my arm is white in it though. But it's called Arm and Hammer. What do you think?
Oh, because you think for white Americans, a white arm would, you know, better marketing than to.
I didn't want to bring race into this. I just thought it'd be funny to have my arm white. People know my arm is black.
Well, even when you were living and thriving in America, Louis, this product is from the 20th century, so you knew about this.
Yeah. No, I always used Tide Pods.
You always use Tide Pods?
Oh, I've always been a Tide Pod guy. Like when you're rich and famous, like back in the day, they gave you products that were not released to the commercial public.
Famous multitasker Tide Pods.
Oh yeah, you eat them.
We don't recommend that.
Listen, when the kids got in trouble for eating them, I was like, oh, well, lock me up, take me to jail,
throw away the key.
Take me to f***ing prison. Tell you that much. Throw away the goddamn... Throw away the key. But yeah, those are my main ideas. The Live Strong bracelets, the Louie show. Lucky Louie's been done. We're not going to do that. And then those two songs that I premiered. Three songs, really. Third song will probably be cut out. I wouldn't be mad if the third bit was cut out of that segment, but...
What? Segment? Bit? This is an interview. We're just talking. Ain't no bits.
Oh, yeah. This is not a comedy podcast.
Hey. Well, can you stick around for our last segment?
Yeah, we're doing a fourth segment.
Yeah, we're going to do a couple rounds of bar pong.
Bar pong? Yeah, I'll do bar pong with you, Paul.
You like bar pong?
Yeah, I like bar pong. I know how to play. I watch Ruin Your Day.
Well, I'm shocked, Louie, you and Adrian know this. Can you guys explain for me? I'm not aware of what bar pong is.
We'll be given a phrase. Someone comes up with one, and everyone has to come up with a multi that rhymes with it, and we just go around saying multis.
Okay.
Hold up. The Zoom is running out of time, so I'm just going to exit this little notification. I know how Zoom works very well. There we go.
So, Paul, if you want to say a phrase or a couple words.
Let's do backwards hat.
Backwards hat? Oh, usually you want to say it almost conversationally, like you're like doing the rhyme accidentally.
Is that a note for me in my recommendation or?
Yeah. So like, you know, Paul's wearing a backward hat. Got a big car bill in my budget. I didn't factor that.
You have a car? I don't think there's any facts to that. Really, truth to that would have been better. But, you know, you hold your L's.
A few moments later.
Well, it's taking a long time for Paul.
I feel like you guys might have to go without me, y'all. I'm not a professional rapper.
Or the right, neither cool. is Louis.
A professional
well,
rapper like
Louis
you guys.
Staying.
Okay. Hold on. Let's do a new rhyme. Okay. Okay. Listen.
Do an easier one.
You know I be playing that PlayStation.
Okay.
So PlayStation is your multi.
PlayStation. I'm taking some time off, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm doing a staycation.
Man, I hate talking to Louis. He stay hating.
You know what kind of food your mom made last night for me? She made Cajun.
She made Cajun food.
Okay. She made Cajun.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think he's serious about that, Paul. I think the mate's baiting.
I was masturbating, but okay. I'll take it.
You're like that Roman emperor who destroyed Jerusalem. Your name's Trajan.
Oh.
Hey, yo, I'm rapping with a beekeeper. No Jay Statham.
A few moments later.
I love the soundboard. I love
that's how you lose is you get a few moments later. All right, I'm out. I can't think of it.
Before I rob the house, you know I gotta case them.
So you're saying that PlayStation is a good multi for gotta case them. I gotta case them. Hey, I just got some new Pikachu cards.
Hey, no Scarlett Johansson, but if I get in no movie, you know I'm gonna play Asian.
What the f is that about? This is a racist podcast. You gonna play what?
I'm critiquing Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
I don't know if the second entendre really means anything or just that one entendre.
I was making a vase the other day out of this putty material. I'm a clay mason.
Oh, shit. I was watching American Idol with Clay Aiken.
I wasn't.
It was great. It was actually, honestly, those earlier seasons were good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, at my house, they stay playing.
I think you already used stay, so you're out the game. You could have just left with Clay Aiken and been good for another round, but you were like, hold on, let me throw another one in this.
I got greedy. All right, how about this? Okay.
You want to change it?
Fireplace.
Man, it's cold, so I ain't going outside today. Fireplace?
Well, I know you can't see the room right now, but it's in a dire state.
I'm a teacher for millennial kids. I inspire Chase.
There's probably like a bank scheme you could do with that. Inspire and Chase.
Listen, he knocked off my train of thought. Give me a second. You talk about Chase Bank. I don't know what that is. Give me a second. Fireplace. When I speed down the road, I hope the cops don't see the license plate.
Ooh, you know, I was actually I was doing a little drinking and driving. I was getting a Coors Light. I was like, do you want a tall boy or the entire case?
Pro tip, entire case. When you drive, you want the entire case because you're going to want more.
You're going to get thirsty when you get home.
Stealing all that money from NBA players. You know I robbed Kyrie's bank.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Damn it, I don't think that works.
I think it works.
No, you just incriminated yourself and that was worth it. That was 100% worth it.
I mean, it worked so well that I'm inspired by myself.
Who's that other celebrity with that last name? Oh, yeah, Tyra Banks.
Well, you can't use that.
No, it means something different, though. It's a name.
Oh, it's using it.
I invented this game.
Did you actually invent this game? I didn't know if this was a pre-existing thing. Or Louie, you invented it and then taught it to Phil?
Why would I teach it to Phil ever?
Because you guys are friends, but also...
That's true.
After today, I don't know if I can trust that you created anything. Honestly, I need to go back and figure out if you actually did
Also, banks doesn't rhyme with place either. What same. Are we rhyming yeah. for right yeah. now? I
can't. Fireplace.
Yeah, it's like a slant. Oh. Kind of like that article we read. No, that was slate. Never mind. Take that out.
You know, I like a lot of the Oblivion games. I don't really understand the Skyrim hate.
That also doesn't feel like it rhymes with fireplace. I'm so confused by what rhymes and what doesn't.
Fireplace.
Okay.
I work at a very non-inclusive job. They don't hire gays.
Oh.
No, I'm just being
that's
honest.
Crazy.
Though. I know it's pretty crazy.
Crazy to work there. This
I'm a desk jockey. They don't hire gays.
All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a bounce. I'll see y'all later.
Oh, guys, I'm back. I'm sorry. How was Louis? Was Louis fun?
Oh,
he never even said goodbye to us. That was kind of insulting.
I think he just did. I think I just saw him say, like, all right, I'm out.
You saw him say, all right? You didn't hear him?
Hold on. Wait, I got him on the phone right here. What up? Louis, they're mad that you didn't say bye.
I ain't mad at nothing.
Oh, bye?
I kind of hate that guy. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm glad he didn't
I'm on the phone.
Goodbye.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
I was talking about somebody else, Louis.
He's always a good time. He always brings a six-pack.
I appreciate that, Adrian. All right, I'll see y'all later.
All right, guys, I'm back. I'm sorry about that. Yeah,
you were calling him. You were never gone.
Hold up, I'm getting called from Louis right now.
He was gone. He stepped out of the room. He put his phone on the table, and then he came back. All right, I'll see y'all later.
Okay. Sorry, guys, I'm bad. I'm sorry, bad. Man, I had a fun time. I guess we had to do a big fact, no cap.
Yeah, and let's get out of here.
I'm sorry to rush it, but we have 2 minutes left on the Zoom calls.
Oh, shit. All right. So no. Big fact, no cap, let's go. Streamline it.
Okay, big fact is self-defense can come in all sorts of forms. Rebuttals, it can come in bear mace, putters, and just, you know, when somebody gives you something for Christmas, think to yourself, how can I use this as self-defense? I.e. the putter that Adrian gave me.
Oh, yeah. And my no cap, I don't know exactly when this is coming out, but... shout out to Hunter Gatherer, where I gave Phil that putter. It's closing down on the 28th. Hopefully, we'll get out there at some point. But, you know, place that holds a special place in my heart. And a birthday dinner there with my parents.
When it comes to self-defense, man, I wish I could smack the shit out of Phil through Zoom, but they don't have that feature yet.
All right. Bye.
Hey, Paul, I didn't teach you that. Paul, come back.
Bye.
All right. I'm going to call you right back, Paul, okay?